Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
R.I.P. Spicy.
We are back. Last time, it was Andy's fault that we were late or missed a week. This time, it was
fucked.
This time.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
This time, it was my fault. But you know what? Maybe I take that back, considering that response. It was very rude. You thought I was selling you, throwing you under the bus.
We're barely a minute into the show, and you already threw me under the bus.
Not a minute in. But yeah, it was my fault because apparently I don't know the difference between what a Monday is and a Tuesday. So so sorry about that. We're back this week, however, on a Monday.
Yes.
And we have plenty to make up for since we were out last week, and just a few things happened. Just a few. Has there been a single week since the Trump presidency has started that there hasn't been a major bit of news happening in the White House?
There has not been just a, like, the only week I can think of where something insane wasn't happening in the White House was when he went overseas, but then something insane was happening over there.
Right. He's always the center of the storm.
Yeah.
I find that to just be intriguing because I can think of like months on end, or at least weeks on end during the Obama presidency. And I'm just like, all right. Like, there's nothing happening. Like, there's just the day-to-day, you know, like, doldrums of work. But there's not like, there's a bomb blowing up inside the White House. You know, like, you know, Sean Spicer is trying to stab the president. Like all sorts of crazy shit. So, yeah, I just kind of find it, that's a little insane. Like, it's just a little crazy. All right, so.
I kind of wonder if the, you know, we've talked about that. Is that strategic? Like, it's just so insane that people are going to tune out and then they get away with whatever they want?
I mean, I guess that's possible, but I don't think so. I think they're just dumb and incompetent. I think that is the more logical takeaway. I just think that they're incredibly incompetent and they don't really know what they're doing.
Well, it's the constant struggle of this White House is the incompetence versus the malevolence.
Right, exactly. But I think we're solidly in the these guys are fucking idiots camp. at least that's where I am. And more on that later. So, okay, a couple of things. Like, look, you know, if you are listening to this right now and you have not signed up for premium content, make sure that you do. Premium content is only $5 a month or $50 for the full year. You get the entirety of this show because the free version of this show is only 30 minutes. You also get Airing of Grievances, which is our Seinfeld show. You get full video versions of the Nerdpocalypse, which is our movie TV show. No Time to Bleed, which is our action movie podcast. The Men with the Golden Tongues, which is our James Bond podcast. And there's a new video game premium show coming up called Dense Pixels Bonus Round. So look forward to all of those things. It's really great. It is the best $5 a month or $50 for the entire year that you're going to spend easily. I guarantee it.
And occasionally you get us.
Yeah, and occasionally you get us when we actually know what day of the week it is. So
okay. We're so bewildered by this administration, we frequently forget which day it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even a lie, really. So just as a teaser for people listening, things that we're going to talk about this week. Of course, we're going to talk about the goings on with healthcare. We're going to talk about Russiagate because there's so much to go on. We had just briefly talked about, as it had just broken during the show, about the Donald Trump Jr. stuff. We're going to talk about that, pretty much just give you our thoughts on it and what's probably to come with that. The big article in the New York Times where Trump did an interview that was fucking disastrous. There's so much in that. Sean Spicer leaving the White House, and they name a replacement and a new White House communications director. We're going to talk about Rex Tillerson, an interesting story about him in foreign policy this week. And this week in Stupid, I have two stupid stories. One of them is so obviously stupid that I didn't want to put it in the title, in the docket. The other one is about how the president doesn't know that healthcare is more than $12 a year, guys.
I'm impressed that you whittled it down to two.
Yeah, look, and here's the thing about that story. It wasn't a misspoken quote. You didn't just make a mistake and say it, and I'll be able to prove it if you're listening to that part. So make sure you sign up for premium content because you're going to want to hear it. All right, let's get right into it. Republicans continue to try to kill the health care bill, the Affordable Care Act. You have been following this pretty tightly. So do you want to sort of give people an update and your thoughts on what's going on?
They are flailing. What? Like, I don't even understand. Like, we have called McConnell like the evil genius this whole time, and there's some cracks in that armor, I think.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
They couldn't get the Senate one passed, and then they're like, okay, we'll just repeal with no replacement. We'll try that. And the CBO scored it, and they're like, yeah, it was just be a literal apocalypse. Like, okay, what about...
what's the uninsured number after it? By our calculations...
32 million.
Everyone.
You would destroy all insurance.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah, it's 32 million, which is more than before Obamacare. They'll actually go back further than... Like, they'll somehow take away insurance people had before ACA even kicked in.
You know what?
Amazing.
You know what? Look, I hate to say it. Do it. I would love to watch. I would love to watch them try to explain how people who had health insurance before the ACA are now, it's fine that they lost their health insurance now. And Trump is like, oh, I wouldn't own it. I wouldn't own it. You don't think so? Dude, they will come with pitchforks and flamethrowers for the fucking White House if you do that. Are you kidding me?
Every one of these stupid ass proposals goes after, they add like ways for them to go after people with employer health care, who are all the people who are like, well, yeah, get rid of it. Won't affect me. I get my health insurance from working at the steel mill or whatever. And if they make it so that your company is no longer required to provide you with insurance, how many companies are going to go, oh, well, fuck that then?
Yeah. You know how
I don't
much
have
money,
to provide it.
Like, you know how much money companies would save if you told them they didn't have to provide health insurance? I mean, come on, yeah, man. That's insanity.
Some still would. I mean, if you remember, a lot, you know, a lot did, and it was just like a thing. Like, that's how you try to get good employees is, well, we offer benefits, so come work for us. But then it became required, and now they're going to try to make it go backwards. Then they've also workshopped just passing the House bill as is.
Nope.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but they're not going to get the votes in the Senate.
No, look,
and
I don't know that they could get the votes in the House. Like, it's so insane. Like, the idea of the repeal and delay, and it wasn't repeal and delay for like 2 months while we try to figure out. It was repeal and delay for 2 years. For 2 years. Hey, guys. I don't know a lot of things, but I'm pretty sure in 2 years it would be 2019 and you would be out of Congress because the midterms would be a bloodbath. It'd be a bloodbath.
It's insane. And just them bandying all this shit about is causing causing insurance companies to drop out of the market. So they are actively making the Affordable Care Act, or, you know, the ACA marketplace, they're actively making it worse because they don't know what's going to happen. Why would, I mean, if you own an insurance company, why would you be in the marketplace? Like, they might get rid of this in 2 months and I'm stuck, you know, insuring people. So I'm just going to step out, and now it's worse than it's ever been. And it's because of them. And they still think somehow they're going to get away with this and they're not going to get blamed for it. They've done polling. 2/3 of people say, yeah, if this whole thing fucking collapses, we're going to blame the people in charge. I don't know how they think they're going to get away with this.
I know people have that mentality, and it makes sense, right? That idea of like, well, they, you know, the Republicans have been, you know, Donald Trump basically does these terrible things, and his supporters just support him anyway, and the media will just kind of, oh, it's the, you know, just have what's happening during the day type of thing, and he kind of slips by on a lot of things. Again, I cannot stress this enough. You cannot take people's health insurance and they not notice. They will notice. They will notice a lot, especially if you take it from people who had it before the ACA. That's crazy. That's crazy, dude.
It's a real tangible thing. It's like, so when they talked about the, you know, during the whole housing crisis, for most people, it was just for an awful lot of people, it was something that was just talked about, but you didn't really see it. You know, you read about it, you heard about it. People started saying all these numbers, but you didn't like feel it until like gas prices started skyrocketing and they weren't repairing, you know, your potholes on your roads. And then it became tangible, right?
Exactly.
And when people are just throwing numbers around for, you know, if you're not in finance, if you, you know, if you don't own a home, if, you know, if these things don't directly affect you, it's just numbers being thrown around. It doesn't mean anything to you. But then, you know, if you're all of a sudden you had health insurance and it's gone, you're going to fucking notice.
You can't, like, the thing is, this idea that, like, oh, well, it's because, you know, because it's slick talking and stuff like that, people will just ignore it. Like, dude, you have to remember, like, okay, here's the best way to understand this, right? Like, and we've talked about this a lot, but I do think it is worth repeating. You have to understand what happened when the Obama administration came out, and Obama specifically came out and said, hey, no big deal, guys. You'll be able to keep the insurer that you have, or you'll be able to keep the doctor you had. Now, he was saying that, and he didn't qualify it or anything like that, which was his big fucking huge mistake, and they didn't explain it enough to people. Remember when people just lost their doctor and they had to get a new doctor? Not that they couldn't get a doctor, they had to get a new doctor. And people were like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. I'm gonna die. My grandmother's already dead. Like, it's all over. The fucking apocalypse is here now. Obama has lived up to his Antichrist credentials, and he did it. Everything is terrible. That was for having to change doctors. How the fuck do you think it's gonna work when they go to the doctors and it's like, what insurance? And you're like, huh? Yeah, sorry, Bob. You don't have insurance anymore. Fuck off. The new law says that you don't get insurance. Now what? Get out of my face. You, what do you think? They're going to blame the Democrats? Why, dude? They're going to be like, who's in charge? Look, even if Trump says nothing, and it's all the Republican Party, all Republican congressmen, it's Mitch McConnell's fault, all this shit, even if it's all their fault, you think that they're not going to blame Donald Trump? Of course they will, because Donald Trump is the name they know. That's it. That's it.
His hands on the wheel. The Republicans are in charge. They, you know, as horrifying as that is. So when shit goes wrong, it's their fault. You can blame other people all you want, but, you know, people blame you a ton. People blamed when you know, we were having, you know, fallout from the crisis. They were blaming Obama for it. Because he was the guy in charge.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't matter. Like, that's the thing that people don't understand. They think that they're just going to blame Democrats just because they're on the opposite team. No, dude. The thing is, the blanket blame just goes to the guys in charge. That's it. It doesn't fucking matter. It, like, look, you're going to have the hardcore sociopaths, right? Like, who are just going to be like, yeah, this is the ACA's fault. If the marketplace didn't exist, then it's Obama's fault, and they'll come up with that. And look, there'll be the lunatic 15-20% that believe that. But the average person is going to be like, no, motherfucker, you're in charge. That's it. Look, I had health insurance yesterday under Obama, and then you came along, and then I don't. That's it. Like, their original plan, and this is how I know that they really, they understand, they actually do understand what's happening, right? Because remember, a while ago, they wanted to have health insurance. They wanted to strip all the power out of the ACA and then have it fail after the midterms, right? Because they were like, well, if we lose in the midterms, then you can just blame it on the Democrats. You know, so, or they were going to have it fail after 4 years or 8 years or some crazy shit like that. Like, that's because they know that whoever's in charge is fucked. It doesn't matter who passed it. It matters who's in charge. It doesn't matter who passed the bailout. It matters that the bailout went into place at X time. It doesn't matter if the economy tanked under George W. Bush, but the big part of that tank happened under Obama. Then it's Obama's fault. That's how they think, because people don't pay attention. Like, so, yeah, if you don't think people are going to notice their health insurance gone, you're crazy. You're crazy. And they're going to flip the fuck out from an administration that hasn't gotten jack shit done. And then the first thing you get done is fuck over everyone's healthcare? Yeah, that's going to go totally unnoticed. No, man. So it really isn't.
At my workplace, we recently switched healthcare providers. And our new healthcare provider, the cards came, this month, and they were just a cardboard card, not a laminated card. And I've heard more about this at work. Who is this terrible insurance provider that didn't give us a laminated card? It's a cardboard card. I've heard that from more people. I'm like, that's just, they still have insurance. They just have a flimsy card and they're pissed.
Right.
So imagine if there's no card.
Right. Exactly. Are you ready to live in an America with no cards? I don't think so. I don't think so. Like, I mean, but that is the thing, right? Like, look, here's an example exactly what you're talking about.
Laminate your fucking cards, Aetna.
Yeah, look, one, I agree, okay? Because I still complain when my wife and I got married, we had separate car insurance companies, right? She was a Geico person, I was a State Farm person, right? State Farm rules. And so,
I have Farmers.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it's J.K. Simmons.
But so I had State Farm. She had Geico for car insurance. Our homeowner's insurance is through Geico. So she's like, why don't you switch your car insurance to Geico so that all three things are on the same thing, right? Totally makes sense. I got no problem with that. I don't really have that much of an allegiance to State Farm. I don't give a fuck, right? prices are basically the same. So my only complaint about State Farm to switching to Geico is that Geico emails the fucking cards. So I have to keep them on like digitally on my phone instead of getting a laminated card. I was pissed about that and I noticed it. Okay? Like I was like, fuck you. State Farm gave me a laminated card. People are gonna notice. People are gonna notice. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Look, I cannot stress this enough. Laminate your goddamn insurance card.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's not that hard.
As much money as you assholes make, you can't laminate the fucking card.
Dude, come on, man. I know what I pay. I can afford the cost to laminate all the cards that they have. Just out of mind. Fucking asshole.
It's just so funny because I've heard it from like four or five different people. Dude, you see these cheap, shitty cards they gave us? It's literally the same coverage we used to have from our old company.
Yeah, like, it's exactly the same. It doesn't matter.
But they're pissed off about the cards not being laminated.
I'm telling you, people notice things, man.
That was my immediate thought is, what happens when there's no card?
What? Yeah, exactly. Surprise, motherfucker. So one of the other things that happened with this healthcare debate, which I think is really important to talk about, and it's actually a really sad bit of news, is that John McCain, in the midst of all of this, had to step away from Congress because he had a growth over his eye and he had to do an emergency surgery. And during that emergency surgery, they found out that he actually had brain cancer. I just
feel really bad that because everybody was giving him shit about sort of being a bit of a bumbling loon lately.
Yeah.
And then it turns out he has brain cancer. So,
oops. Yeah.
Oops.
I mean, look, that actually explains a lot. It really would.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's terrible. And you know, we say a lot about Republicans and how terrible they are, but you know, John McCain, love him or hate him, he's put in a lifetime of service. The guy was literally a POW for years. Like what he has done can't be measured, basically.
Right.
And he's one of those guys that annoys me on a regular basis, but you know, you still respect the guy.
Yeah,
and
no, absolutely.
So it's terrible news.
Yeah, it is. And look, there is a contingency on the left, and this I think is by the way the far left, not even remotely mainstream liberals. But there are people who are like, well, you know, good, fuck him. He wanted to take people's health care. Look, that's not the right response, man. Like it really isn't.
No.
Because what you should be is a human being, right? Your goal is not, if you're going to be on this side, your goal is not to wallow in the dirt, right? Your goal is to rise above that. What I would say, and I think it's and I put this on the docket as the John McCain factor. I think it is an important thing to say that John McCain literally found out that he had brain cancer because of a routine check that caused him to have this surgery, that caused him to find out about this cancer so that he can help to fight it. Hopefully he fights it and survives. I mean, he's an 80-year-old guy. I mean, chances are it's probably terminal, right? Incidentally, he has the same brain cancer my my friend who's now passed away had. And it's pretty aggressive. But the thing here is, the thing to remember is that should be the argument people make. And look, I know that Democrats don't want to make that argument because it makes them seem like really shitty or whatever. I'd make that argument, man. Like, I think that John, if I'm a senator or a congressman, I say, look, John McCain is a respected fucking POW, a goddamn warrior, and he is, like you said, his sacrifice to this country is unmeasurable. That being said, if he didn't have health insurance, he wouldn't have been able to find out until it was probably too late to fight his ailment. Why don't we give every American citizen the same level of respect and the same level of access? Because this guy, you know, fought for this country. What about our veterans? What about our nurses, our teachers, you know, moms and dads of this country that need that shit? They need regular checkups so that they don't run headfirst into things like this. That's the argument to make. I would make that
argument. That's the counter argument to, you know, because there are people who make the emergency room argument, which is insane. But the, well, I mean, every emergency room will take you. Like, okay, you don't go to an emergency room for a routine checkup, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Like, no emergency room will refuse you. Okay, that's true. They won't. But
you can't just
you don't go, hey, there's a weird thing on my eye. Let me go to the emergency room.
No. Or you don't go, hey, I'm just going to go to the emergency room on a Tuesday just for my regular yearly checkup. No, you're not going to do that. Like, no one does that. I mean, maybe some really enterprising scam artist, but other than that, no. Like, that's just not a thing. So I don't think it's beyond the pale to make that argument. And I think it's an argument worth making if I'm a Democrat. And I know they don't want to wade into that water, because then they'll be accused of playing politics. And I'd be like, look, you can call it whatever the fuck you want. I give a shit about the American people, and I actually give a shit about my fellow Congressman John McCain. Also, if I am John McCain, dude, look, you're probably not going to be around that long. Dude, make this your legacy and fight for fucking people's health insurance.
Yeah.
I don't understand
why
you
wouldn't. McCain, there's thousands of people you've never heard of in the exact same boat.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? And so using him as an example, because he's a famous person, you know, it's like all the arguments have been made with Jimmy Kimmel's kid.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy Kimmel's kid isn't special. It's not, he's not more important than someone else's kid. He's just, we all know who he is. You know what I mean? And so for every kid that was born with a heart condition like Jimmy Kimmel's kid, you know, there's thousands of others you've never heard of. But he gets used as the example because Jimmy put him out there, for one. Right. But because he's somebody you've heard of.
Yeah, I like, make that argument, man. Like, I think it is a powerful argument. And if I was John McCain, I'd come out fucking swinging, man. I'd be like, look, I was wrong. And I realize that these routine checks are really fucking important. And it is high time our party stood up for the American people. Like, dude, you don't think it would have a level of fucking resonance if he came out and said it, of all people? I think it would change. I think you could change the minds of, you might not be able to change the minds of all the Republicans. I mean, look, Mitch McConnell ain't got no fucking soul. Who cares, right?
The exception, by the way. If he announces he has a brain tumor tomorrow, the dance party starts.
Oh, who, Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
Please. Tonight we dine on turtle soup will be my my Facebook status. Get out of here.
Mitch McConnell is a tumor.
Yeah.
So
he's a tumor of the Senate. Get the fuck out of here. It sucks. I would make that argument, man. And again, John McCain, if you're listening,
and we know you are.
And we know you are. I'd come out and make that statement, man. I'd be like, look, it's high time we change on this. Like, look, it's not unheard of, man. Look, Democrats got a little bit of balls when Gabby Gifford came back. Like, they did. Because she was talking, like, look, we need to do something on guns. Like,
yeah.
It is those kind of moments that are historical moments. It is politically advantageous, but it's politically advantageous to help people. I'm okay with that. That's fine. If it's politically advantageous to screw poor people, I mean, how does John McCain look? Hey, guys, I had this routine check and help with this old brain tumor thing. By the way, I'm going to go ahead and take 22 million of your health insurance away or access to it. Like, that's craziness. That's crazy. Like, you can't, I cannot imagine once he, if he makes it clear this whole thing, I cannot imagine he comes back and he's like, yeah, no, it's totally fine. I'm totally fine with this bill. I cannot imagine. Like, because he doesn't seem like that type of guy. I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. If he is, then he's a dick. Like, and I'll gladly gladly come on the show and be like, this guy's an asshole. But, like, I don't think that he's an asshole. I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but I don't think he's an asshole. Not in those kind of ways. I really don't. So.
No. And, you know, I'm sure we've talked about this, but McCain in 2000 was, like, the last Republican I was, like, gung-ho behind.
Yeah.
I was, you know, I was the child of Republicans, and so I was, you know, waffling as a kid in high school. And when McCain was coming out and his big thing was, I'm going to get money out of politics. I'm like, fuck yeah, this guy rules. And he lost to some of the dirtiest shit ever to W. Boy, did they play dirty.
Hey, remember that black kid he had? What? Yeah. It's a true story. Look it up.
Yeah. Which is like an adopted child.
And yeah. And like, she's not black. No. She's like, I want to say she's like Cambodian or something, or Indian.
Nope, black kid born out of wedlock.
I don't know. John McCain had a secret black child like that lives with him. How is it a secret? She looks
it's
nothing
not a
like
secret
her.
At all.
Yeah,
that whatever. One W South Carolina.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, that's a true fucking story, man. That's amazing. Yeah, I like how Meghan McCain is like, the Democrats are the worst. I'm like, bitch, are you serious? Yo, when have the Democrats ever tried shit like that in the modern era? Come on.
Bangladesh, by the way.
Yeah, Bangladeshi. Yeah, that's right. And it's just like, yeah. Look, I don't know a lot of Bangladeshi people, but here's the thing. They don't look like me. Like, they don't. They don't. They don't.
Well, no. But you can pass them as half black, I guess?
Nah. Yeah, all right. That's fair. As one of the most unbelievable fucking political moves of all time, dude. Yeah,
dude,
fucking terrible.
As much like, you know, as you know, I'm not like the world's biggest George W. Bush fan, but there's still a little bit of respect for him as president. And you know, like we don't shit on that guy as much as some people do, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think it is obvious that Dick Cheney was the far worse.
Yeah, but that campaign was dirty as fuck.
Oh yeah, of course. Do anything.
And his dad's was disgustingly dirty.
Yeah. No.
The Willie Horton shit. Good lord.
Yeah. No. And look, it's not as if the Republican Party has gone that far away from that. I mean, not really. They're willing to do and say anything. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That was there's an Obama quote that's been going around with something he said during the campaign, and it recently picked up and got viral again, where he said, you know, much like everything else in Trump's life, he didn't build the building. He just put his name on it.
Yeah. Surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. And everything that's led to it, like, you know, fucking Roger Ailes and all that shit.
Yeah.
Roger Ailes was behind the
Willie Orton,
the 88 campaign we were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was old Roger Fox News Ailes.
Yeah, well, he got his start working for Nixon, so.
Did you hear the quote about that, by the way? He said, by the end of this campaign, we're going to make people think Willie Horton is Dukakis' running mate.
They didn't give a fuck, dude. They didn't give a fuck. They didn't. God bless them. They didn't give a fuck. Like, the level of not giving a shit politically was unreal. Oh, does it seem terrible? This seems like something a terrible person would do? Yes, let's do it twice. Like, they didn't give a fuck. Who cares?
I saw a quote from William Horton who had said, he goes, my name's not Willie. I've never gone by Willie. They called me Willie. To apparently make it sound blacker?
Yeah, of course. It sounds a little bit more street. Yeah,
he's William Horton.
Yeah, well.
He didn't dispute any of the shit that they said he did. He wanted to get on the record that he doesn't go by Willie.
Like, guys, this is the most important part of this. Like, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Rape, murder, all that. Yeah, that's true. But my name's not fucking Willie, guys.
Yeah, fuck you. All right. How about that? Yeah, I'm a convicted felon. Granted, I would agree.
Yes, I may be a terrible human, but my name is William.
Show me some fucking respect. even though I show no respect to all of my victims. All right, let's move on to Russiagate as it continues to roll on. Okay, so
like you said, we were just catching a little bit of this as it was breaking last time we were recording. But boy, Don Jr. has got himself into a bit of a pickle.
You think? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. So, all right. I mean, I'm sure everyone has heard what happened, right? He gets busted by the New York Times for having this fucking meeting with a number of people. Natalia Veselnitskaya, Rob Goldstone, general internet doofus. And it's talked about like, oh, okay, well, these two folks in the meeting with Don Jr. and Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort. And at first they were like, oh, okay, guys, they were just emailing us to talk about the banning of adoptions of Russian children. And so we were going to take this meeting, and then you come to find out like within 8 minutes later that it was actually a meeting to get Oppo research on Hillary Clinton. But then you find out it was in the email, it says Oppo research on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government. Then we find out that it wasn't actually just about that, but it was also discussing the Magnitsky Act, which is a law against human rights abuses in Russia. And they were trying to get that lifted as well as the Oppo research. Donald Trump Jr. says, well, they didn't have any Oppo research, it turns out. And after 30 minutes, Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort left the meeting because it was clearly not about anything. And then they went back to the Russian adoptions. But then we found out a few days later that there were other people in the meeting. Turns out that Ike Kavaladze was in the meeting, who is an employer of a Russian oligarch, who is a developer who teamed up with Donald Trump to run the like Miss Universe pageant in Russia a couple of years ago, and he's an oligarch. Then it turns out that Anatoly Samochornov, he was the Russian translator who was also there that was undisclosed for Natalia Veselnitskaya. And then we find out a day later that Reinit Akhmetshin was also there, who is a Russian-American lobbyist, but he's also a guy who got busted for Russian hacking previously. He was also in the meeting. All of this slowly dribs and drabs comes out, even though Donald Trump Jr. went on Sean Hannity's sycophant show and said that no one else was in the meeting, and then we found out two or three other people were in the meeting since that interview. All that being said, this is a nothing burger. And Andy, tell me why it's a nothing burger.
Because Hillary's 33,000 emails.
Bingo. Nailed it.
All right.
So back to reality. Your thoughts on this?
The really fucking interesting thing about that, by the way, is the day that the evening after this meeting happened, the meeting happened, and later that day, that was when Trump starts talking about 33,000 emails.
Yep. He goes on television to say that he's going to have something in the coming days. He's going to drop a couple of bombs out in a couple of days.
The timeline of this lines up like perfectly. And the defense doesn't even make sense. But yeah, they're like, oh yeah, we went there to get, you know, to meet with the Russians, but they didn't actually have anything. So it's fine.
Yeah, that's
no, it's not fine.
That's not how collusion works, right? It's like, well, there's no law on attempted collusion. Yeah. But that's still not okay. Just like attempted murder. It's still not murder, but it's not okay. Like, you're still going to get in trouble for that.
But all that stuff happened, though. all the Russian hacking did happen. And they're just saying, oh, no, it, well, we didn't have anything to do with it, even though we met with them about it. Which is the the quote of it, Matt Iglesias from Vox. It said, this would be like if somebody said, well, I met about maybe doing a bank robbery, but we didn't actually go through with it. But all of the money still ended up in your house.
Yeah. Like, well,
like the bank still got robbed and you have all the money, but we didn't. I mean, we did meet about a bank robbery, but we didn't go through with it.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So one of the things that
you have it all happened. You benefited from it. It, well, all the stuff that you met about happening did happen. So what's that defense? Fucking go.
You're the jerk.
Go to jail. Go to fucking jail.
But okay, one, I 100% agree with you. But here's the other part that makes literally no sense. Your argument is like, so Jay Sekulow, who is one, has an awesome first name. Jay Sekulow, who is one of Trump's lawyers. More on those guys later. He came out and says, hey, look, if these guys were bad guys, then why would the Secret Service have allowed them into the meeting? They would have vetted them. Which, two things, throws the Secret Service under the bus, attempts to, which is shitty, because those guys literally dive in front of bullets for your ass. Two, that doesn't make any sense, because at the time, Donald Trump Jr. was not getting Secret Service protection, and that's according to, drumroll, the Secret Service. So, yeah. Why
he does
would...
now, what, but nobody's looking after Kushner and Trump Jr. at the time.
Right, and so here's... But here's the biggest part. If the Secret Service was involved, that means that Trump was there. Because he's the only person who was getting Secret Service protection at the time. And it's a part of that. It's a part of the story that people aren't talking about enough. And I'm like, how is, like, oh, I saw damn. Oberman talked about that.
I didn't even think about that. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Like, Oberman brought that up. And I was like, that's fucking brilliant. That's brilliant.
Fuck, I got to catch up on my Oberman.
Yeah, dude, he's been on fucking fire. But like, that is a really big point, that if in fact Jay Sekulow is right, that he opened his mouth and said, oh, well, why didn't the Secret Service do that? Well, that means the fucking president is there. And if the president was there, then that's fucking game over, amongst the many other things that he's done that are totally illegal. That means he went into that fucking meeting knowing that it was oppo fucking research from a foreign country, an adversary, and he went and took the meeting anyway. And look, even if he wasn't there and Jay Sekulow is lying or is just stupid, which is totally possible, by the way, if that is...
He is a moron.
He is a goddamn moron. Even if Jay Sekulow is wrong, even if he's wrong, it's still fucked because Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner are both guys working on the campaign and they went to the fucking meeting. They both said, oh, well, I didn't read down to the end of the thread, so I didn't know it said the Russian government. That's not an excuse. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read the bottom of the email. Yeah, you're still responsible because you got it and you went to the meeting anyway.
So, Jay, you're a married guy.
I am.
If you, I don't know. If a chick was talking to you and said, hey, come over here, I'm going to sleep with you. And you're like, all right, I'm going to go. And then you don't sleep with them. And then your wife finds out and you're like, yeah, I mean, I went there to sleep with her. But, you know, then she didn't. So we're cool, right?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Like that. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that exact scenario has happened to me. I literally can't, because it's never fucking happened, because that's insanity. Hey, look, I tried to sleep with her, man. But like, she had the flu that day. So you're welcome. We're cool.
Yeah. So I didn't do it. I just want you to know I did not do it.
Yeah. I just, that to me is absolutely hilarious. Like even Skeletor stand-in Charles Krauthammer, even he came out and said. That's what he looks like. Even he came out and was like, you can't make the argument that you tried to rob a bank, but then, like, you got there and, like, the money wasn't there. Like, that's not an argument, guys. Like we broke into the vault, but then there was no money, so, like, you can let us go, right? Like, no, you still broke into the bank, dum-dum. You still fucked up. So, yeah, I just found that to be kind of amazing.
Man, I wish we had a Congress with, like, integrity that actually gave a shit about this stuff.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy, I know. All right, let's...
Well, it seems to me... Let's say you're a Republican. Right. Wouldn't it be better to go, yeah, all this shit's dirty. Let's just fucking pull the plug. Let's get our boy Pence in there and try to, you know, and try to move forward from here.
Nah.
And have, you know, an incident-free... Like, every single fucking problem that they've had has been because of Trump. There's so many unforced errors here between him and his shitty fucking family.
Yeah.
That if you could divorce yourself from that and go, he's dirty, we're pulling him, get him out of there. You don't even need to go through Congress. You can 25th Amendment him out of there. You think the people on the cabinet are not going to go for it? You think Rex Tillerson is happy? You think?
Spoiler alert for later.
You think Mad Dog Madison's going to go, yeah, get this fucking moron out of there. At least Pence will listen to us.
Yeah. Here's the problem, though. Pence is fucking caught up in it, dude. He is. That's the only reason not to pull the plug, man. Because there's no way you want to expose Pence right now. Because Trump is a fucking live wire, dude. If there is even the remotest inkling that the Republican Party is going to fuck him, he's going to blow up everybody. Everybody. Dude, Trump is basically the president wearing a suicide vest inside a meeting with every Republican on the federal level. He is. Because the second they go after him, he's going to be like, I'll blow all of you up. Here's the thing. I'm not really a Republican. I don't really give a fuck about any of it. So you think he cares? He'll blow up the entire fucking party and just be like, boom, done. By the way, my idiot followers are still going to back me. You're the establishment. I'm the outsider. And that's how it works. So they're terrified. You can't put Pence up there right now. Pence is nothing but a fucking hostage. He's stuck between a rock and a hard place. If you're going to do the 25th Amendment, you better figure out a way to get them all out of there. You have to. You have to. And it better be so good that he loses support from his people. He has to. And they don't have that. And I'm telling you, Pence is caught up. Because think about it this way. If Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort, who were big people in the... at this point, that Oppo research is during the general election. Maybe Pence isn't involved at this point, right? Chances are he probably isn't. But considering that he handled all of the transition, I can't imagine he's totally out of it. I can't imagine. I'm sure he knew
during
that
the campaign happened. he would be scot free for.
You think so?
Well, I mean, he wasn't even named till the convention.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but you're right, though. You're right. He could take down a lot of people with him.
I mean, he could, dude. I mean, he would just fucking suicide vest everybody. Like, well, sorry.
I kind of want to see it.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right. Come on, man. Who doesn't want to see the president go out on television and be like, let me tell you about Paul Ryan. Let me tell you about these motherfuckers who've been taking Russian cash for fucking years. He'd blow up the party, dude. He doesn't give a fuck. This is their biggest thing, and this is what establishment Republicans were trying to tell Republican voters. He's not really a Republican. So when push comes to shove, if it's him or the Republican Party, he'll blow the Republican Party up.
Oh, fuck no. Trump's out for Trump, and that's it.
That's the only party he cares about. Yeah, dude. I want to see it. That's why, look, that's why I love Bob Mueller, dude. Just keep pushing him closer to that edge. Because, look, he's going to get backed into a fucking corner. And once he's in a corner, he's going to be like, well, I guess everybody has to die now. That's what's going to happen. He doesn't care. He doesn't care because there's nothing in it for him because he doesn't plan on being a stalwart in the Republican Party for 30, 40 years. He's not. He'll be dead in 10 anyway.
That's pretty generous.
Yeah, it is. It actually is. Five.
Do you know a lot of fat 70-year-olds that refuse to work out because you have a limited amount of energy? You don't want to use it all up?
Well, you don't. I mean, think about it, guys. You really don't want to do it. That's crazy talk. So, yeah. I mean, he's got a good 5-6 months left. So, yeah, you might as well fucking suicide dust this whole fucking thing.
He passed the 6-month mark, which was the over-under, I think. So, good on you there, Trump.
Yeah. It is a rough 6 months, though, boy. Woo. You're in the full... fucking full swing investigation of everything you've ever done in 6 months. Good luck, man. I don't think you'll make it a year. I really don't. So all right, let's move on from the Donald Trump Jr. part of the Russiagate. The other part of this is Trump did an interview, and this is going to sort of hit these next 3 points. Trump did an interview with the New York Times, which could not have been a worse idea, because Trump isn't smart, and you shouldn't put him in the room with smart people because they're going to get you to fucking unravel. And again, we talked about this in the past. I think if you put Trump in a room, you could get Aaron Sorkin to make him admit to calling a code red. Like, he could. Like, I guarantee you could. So
the goddamn right I did.
You doctored the logbooks. You got that Russian collusion, didn't you? I did. So Trump attempts to undercut Robert Mueller as special prosecutor. He does this by saying, like, look, this guy has all these, like, conflict of interest. Like, he's donated to a Democrat in the past. That is not a conflict of interest. Get the fuck out of here. Another conflict of interest is that he worked with James Comey. Yeah, he worked in the FBI. He ran it, and James Comey worked in the FBI. Yeah, they worked together. So did a guy on your legal team, you asshole.
Yeah, no, that would have been when Comey was assistant AD.
Yeah.
He worked with everybody in the government.
Yeah, that's not an argument. That's not an argument. Like, come on, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, you are full of shit.
AG, excuse me. Attorney General.
Yeah, Attorney General. Like, Deputy Attorney General.
Yeah, there it is. Deputy Attorney General. That's the word I'm shooting for.
But it's...
Edit all that out. Make me sound smarter.
Nah, that's all right. that wouldn't be authentic to the show. But yeah, so he basically says, like, look, Mueller is... he's got all these conflicts of interest. And he literally goes on Twitter and says, hey, Robert Mueller, you better watch your ass. You better not be investigating the financial dealings of me and my family, because that would be a bridge too far. That is crossing a red line. Next day on next day in the news, Robert Mueller is looking into the financial dealings of the president and his family, because of course he is. You can't tell Joe Friday what to do. Hey guys,
yes, officer, you can look in my car, but you better not look in my trunk underneath the spare tire.
Yeah.
There's nothing under there. You better that would be crossing a line. That would there, be a, officer.
That would be a red line, because I am innocent of all of these shady dealings. I'm an innocent person. Please don't check in the following innocent places that I keep nothing. You're an idiot, dude. Like, he's so stupid. Like, and I don't mean that like he's not politically savvy. I mean, he's actually dumb, like a legit dumb person. This is why I don't buy the argument, oh, he's playing, you know, 12-dimensional chess. No, he's playing 4-dimensional, like, hungry, hungry hippos. He's not smart. He's not. He's a fucking idiot. He's a fucking idiot. I'm just sorry. Like, I am over this argument that he's some political genius. He's not. It's not. He's not. He's really not. I do not understand the argument. I don't get it. Like, Republican supporters legitimately believe that Barack Obama isn't very smart. And I've seen them write that on Threads. Oh, Obama was an idiot. Like, no, dude, you just didn't agree with him, which is fair, and he made some mistakes, which is also fair. No, your guy is dumb. Like, he's a legitimate dumb person. So, yeah. All right, well, so Robert Mueller's going to find all the, you know, financial money laundering and all this other corrupt shit that you and your stupid kids have done. Good luck, Jared Kushner, because your ass is on the hook for a Russian money laundering scheme that just happened to be in New York. So I don't think that federal pardon is going to fucking work. So,
yeah, that's great stuff.
Yeah.
that's the best part is, do you have it on here? We're looking into pardons now.
No, but go ahead.
So Trump has been looking into who he's allowed to pardon, including looking into pardoning himself, you know, like innocent people do. Which would be amazing, by the way, if that's possible.
There's no way that it is. There's no way that it is. From a legal standpoint, if you look at the Constitution and you look at the surrounding documents and conversations of the founders, the entire point of the presidency is so that it is not a kingship, and it doesn't make anyone completely above the law. That would make him above the law.
Yeah.
Dude, even Nixon didn't pardon himself. Nixon.
No.
He wasn't. And he's an evil fucking genius. And he didn't do it. Like, he didn't do it. So, nah, man. Like, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine the Supreme Court allowing that shit. Fuck no. Even a super Republican Supreme Court would be like, that precedent is really terrible. Can you imagine if you open the floodgates to a president being able to pardon himself? Oh, cool. Trump gets to pardon himself? Great. That's fine. He's no longer president. We'll just move on from that. Hi, I'm the new Democratic president. I'm going to murder all the Republicans and do a bunch of other dirtball shit and get my agenda pushed through. Fuck all of you. By the way, I pardon myself. Like, no, that's not acceptable, dude. That is not a thing that would ever happen. No fucking way.
Well, so the check on this is Congress, and if they're not going to do anything about it, what's to stop it? You know.
Well, it would go to the Supreme Court. Like, it would immediately be a lawsuit. The Democrats could sue the president. They're like, fuck off. No, you don't have to do that. No. And look, here's the thing: all the pardon stuff. You know, I posted this in our group, lookforwardshow.com/fans. It's important to remember that even if he pardons Kushner and his idiot sons and his porn star pretty daughter and all these other people, even if he does that, they still are required to testify in federal court. Also, they wouldn't be able to plead the Fifth because you've been pardoned. And that federal pardon doesn't stop them from going after your ass on a state level. And because these are all financial crimes, guess what, motherfucker? Those all happen in the Eastern District of New York or Eastern District of Virginia, and then in the Southern District of New York. So good luck with all that. Pardoning only puts you into a more precarious situation. It really does. It does not help him right now.
Wow.
Good. Good. Fuck him. Fuck him. Holy shit. Fuck him, dude. By the way, if you are a podcast listener besides us, you should check out a podcast called Trump Con Law, what the Trump presidency teaches us about constitutional law. It's super interesting, like, because they deal with a different question every week, and it's only like 15 minutes per episode, but they have a constitutional lawyer talking about it. It's really fascinating, and I've learned quite a bit about it. One thing I've learned is the Constitution is missing a whole lot of details. That's one of the big parts.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys,
let's
write a little bit more.
Well, nobody ever thought that, like, someone would just come in specifically to push the limits of the Constitution.
No.
Right? We've had, you know, 44 presidents who are all, for the most part, kind of staying within their lane. And then, you know, like, Nixon stepped out a little bit. And he got slapped down, you know.
Yeah, a little bit.
Clinton put his dick where he wasn't supposed to and lied about it, and he got in a little bit of trouble. But it wasn't anybody that's like, hey, what can I get away with?
Yeah, because we didn't hire...
Where's the gray areas here?
Yeah, well, because we've never hired a guy for the job who's a straight-up criminal. A straight-up criminal. Hey, guys, you know money laundering is a crime? Ah, don't worry about it. I'll just pardon myself. It's no big deal. No biggie.
It's fucking mad.
Yeah, we hired a straight up criminal. All right, let's move on from there. In that same New York Times interview, Trump decided that he wanted to go after Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
So Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III is in a bit of hot water with Trump because he recused himself, which is what he should have done, from any of the Russiagate stuff. The only problem with that is now Trump doesn't have anybody who can fire Mueller straight up, because Rod Rosenstein is definitely also not going to do it, who he also threw under the bus because, quote, Rod Rosenstein is from Baltimore and there's not a lot of Republicans in Baltimore. Spoiler alert, Rod Rosenstein, not from Baltimore at all. He's from Baltimore County and there are a lot of Republicans there. So he threw both of these guys under the bus.
He's a Jew.
Yeah, I mean, let's get real. That's what the real reason is. You can't trust those people. Like, oh, who is it, Don? Oh, I don't know. Crazy.
You know, people from Baltimore, if you know what I mean.
Pikesville. Yeah, that got it. Which, by the way, if you're coming up with a place in a city to move to as a Jewish immigrant, maybe Pikesville, maybe a name that rhymes with one of your largest racial epithets, not the best choice. Just saying. Yeah, that's true. Pikesville's a lovely neighborhood. I grew up near there. But it is like 80...
Really unfortunately named?
Yeah, it is. And it's like 85% Jewish. Like, it's kind of funny. There, between there and New York, there are more Jews living there in New York than there are in Israel. Like, and that is 100% true, by the way.
It's like... when the Cowboys decided to get a quarterback whose name rhymes with homo, and they have to go against New York and Philadelphia every year.
Oh my God.
Tony Homo. Tony Homo.
Hey, we came up with a clever name. Bada bing. We're from New York. That's my New
Check
York.
Check it out. I call him Tony Homo.
What's his dad like? Like, all right, just fucking calm down. shut up, New York. So yeah, he goes after them. He goes after Sessions specifically because he says that if he had known, this is one of the dumb, again, the president is an idiot. He said if he had known that Sessions was going to recuse himself, he wouldn't have hired him to be his attorney general if he had told him that. But he wasn't the attorney general yet, so he wouldn't have been able to recuse himself because he didn't know that this shit was going to fucking blow up in his face, you idiot, because you colluded with fucking Russia. And so now Jeff Sessions, who happened to talk to the Russians, is totally on board with that shit. Yeah, he didn't know. Or maybe he did. I don't know. Fuck Jeff Sessions, too. But like, the larger point is he can't recuse himself.
Fuck Jeff Sessions more.
Yeah,
actually.
But like, you can't be mad at Jeff Sessions for doing what he's supposed to do from an ethical perspective. That's how shitty Donald Trump is. I saw a Republican was like, he should just pardon everybody that's, you know, associated with him and just start ruling this country properly. I was like, so like a dictator then? Like, do you guys even believe in fucking democracy? I feel like you don't.
No. No, they don't.
Yeah. No, they really don't. No, I told you. I said this the last time we were on. Fuck Republican voters. Like, sorry, not sorry. Your party is garbage and you do nothing but defend a bunch of shitty policies and you don't actually believe in democracy. So fuck you. You voted for this guy, fuck you. You voted for anybody in that party that supports this guy, fuck you too. Like, you're garbage. You're garbage. And you are the problem with America. You are not the solution for America. That's just an aside.
Like, I can't imagine, you know, my guy won the presidency. I mean, he did lose by 3 million votes and probably cheated, but I'm going to take the win.
Yeah, that's all you care about.
And still feel good about myself.
Yeah.
No.
Well, at least I ain't no minority. I'll tell you that. Right. Yeah, that's all I fucking care about.
Even if you act like it outwardly, like, you know you didn't win.
You know you lost, dude. And not only did you lose, you lost pretty big. Yeah, you lost to a girl. And pretty big. Bigly. To a girl, bigly.
Very bigly.
Yeah. 3 million biglies. Next up, Jared Kushner has the worst memory ever. Jared Kushner had to fill out his SF-86 form, which one of our listeners, Anthony, that's something that he does. He deals with people's like clearance. And I don't think I've ever seen someone more angry every time there's a story about this than him. Because Jared Kushner came out and was like, guys, remember how I said I only met with like no Russians? Yeah, it turns out like I met with like two Russians. And then the Veselnitskaya meeting and Donald Trump Jr. came up and he was like, remember how I said it was two? Man, it was like three. And then last week, he was like, remember how I said it was three? Yeah, I added 100 names to the list. What? This is after he submitted his SF-86 form. Now, again, that's to get his top secret clearance. Now, keep in mind, he actually came out and said, well, one of his assistants who filled out the form and submitted the form hit submit too early. But... and that would be laughable on its face if we didn't have information that that's not how you do an SF-86 form. You fill it out and you sit down with someone in the, like, whoever issues the clearance, and they go through each name personally. So how did you hit send early and then they didn't go through the names for months and then you went and added 100 names to it? Go to jail. Yeah. Go to fuck to jail. Go to jail. You broke the
directly
law.
Directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
No.
Yeah, we both listened to the Pod Save America guys who all used to work in the Obama administration. They've talked about people that they knew that like left something off their SF-86 form, and it was something really minute. Like, have you smoked pot? No, I haven't. And then they talked to somebody they went to college with, like, yeah, guy used to smoke weed all the time. And then all of a sudden, you're out of the White House?
Yep.
Like, something that minute. And, but no, Kushner gets to stay there because reasons.
Yeah, he's the son of the president. He's the son he's always wanted. He never got.
He's the Michael. Don Jr. is the Fredo.
Yeah. Or as I've seen it floated around, Don Jr. is Job from Arrested Development. Illusions, Michael. Yeah, I my brain cannot fathom how fucking irresponsible the Republican Party has been when it comes to top secret clearance. Right? I mean, like, keep in mind, this is the same guy who went to the Russians and wanted to start a back channel that only the Russians could hear. This guy still has his fucking clearance. That's amazing
to me. It's amazing. Dude, it's amazing. I can't fucking even fathom this happening any other time.
No, fuck no. Oh, sorry guys, I forgot to put 100 names on the list. My father-in-law said that I could still have my clearance. Is that okay? Is that fine? It's me, Jared. In the next week, one of my first balls is gonna drop. It's gonna be amazing. Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. I don't even know how he has kids. That dude doesn't have balls. Like, literally no balls. This man has no dick. I don't understand how you can honestly go on television and be like, my assistant hit the form too early. There are people in the world who know how the form works. Like, dude, that is one of the most egregious things I've ever heard. Someone's like, no, that's not how the form works. Just go on TV and say that. Just fucking go on TV and be like, this guy's fucking lying. I love that now, finally, people on the news just go, no, that's a lie. Then I go, oh, it's a half-truth. It's a falsehood. I feel like it's a stretch of, like, the actual way in which the SF-86 works. No, it's a goddamn lie. Just say that.
We're like 3 days from Jake Tapper coming on. Yeah, these guys are full of shit.
Yeah. No, look, I'm fine with that. Do it, Jake Tapper. You look, you're like Obi-Wan. You're our only hope. Like, we need you. Like, we need you to come out and say that shit. Fuck off.
Remember when Tapper was like the conservative leaning guy on CNN?
Yeah. Hilarious, isn't it? So fucking funny. Oh, Jake.
He's just been overwhelmed by bullshit. Yeah.
Jake Tapper comes out with fucking rainbow colored hair. It's like, look, guys, I think I'm on the left now. Like, I'm feeling it. It's pretty good. It's good to be here.
If anything, I mean, you know, most news people are like registered independents and try to not actually be outwardly in support of people, like real news people, not like Fox. But
no, they don't count.
But yeah, like if I were to guess, I would say he's probably more of a like a traditional Republican. Like,
yeah, he loves money because he's rich.
Yeah, like he.
It's okay.
Like, he was probably a Mitt Romney guy or whatever.
Yeah, he was like, man, this Romney guy with his cool slick hair. Man, this guy's so awesome. One day I'm gonna be just like Mitt Romney.
But he's just had it.
Yeah, just like Mitt Romney. It's like, just fuck these people. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I hate all of them.
Fantastic to watch.
Yeah, it's I don't know who I hate more in this administration, but Jared Kushner is like, dude, you are rocking high on the list, man. You really are, dude, because you're not just lying or doing like terrible things. You're actually trying to convince people of things that we know are fundamentally not true. It's amazing to me, dude.
Well, why wouldn't they? They've gotten away with everything else. Just keep lying.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
If there's no consequences, why not?
Yeah. Oh, so frustrating, man. So frustrating. Next up, this story. This is one that you definitely wanted to do, and also one I wanted to talk about. Sean Spicer is out as press secretary. White House finally replaces their communications director with Anthony Scaramucci. A.K.A. the Mooch, known ridiculous New York stereotype. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Bernie Sanders' wife, has been upgraded to from deputy press secretary to full-on press secretary. Your thoughts on all of this?
It's actually, I mean, good for her.
No, that's a great, I mean, that's a great upgrade for her.
Yeah. It is interesting, as much of a superficial shithead as Trump is, that he's like, yeah, she's fine.
There's no way he hasn't called her a two before. There's no way.
Yeah, for sure. But, and it's interesting. Like, Spicer went out and just set his credibility on fire.
Pretty much.
He used to have some, believe it or not.
Yeah, he was
a Republican operative.
Yeah, I mean, he was like an inside guy. Like, and he
would
and
show up on like
CNN. I don't think he was terrible.
Talk about stuff. And
yeah, and I don't think he was terrible. No,
yeah, but day one he went up there. No, most people at in inauguration ever. That's not true, but okay, Sean. And yeah, he's been a scream. Like, just it's been really fucking fascinating to watch someone just set their credibility on fire for everyone to watch. So I don't know what he does now. I would love the tell-all book, though.
Oh, dude. Look, who doesn't want to read, like, the Spice Chronicles? Like, or, you know, life, you know, the spice will flow, life inside the White House. Like, come on, man. You got to use something with, like, the spice of life, you know, my time post-Trump. Like, come on, man. Do it. Like, if Trump gets, like, seriously busted, there's no way Sean Spicer doesn't write a tell-all book. There's no way he doesn't.
There's going to be competing tell-all books.
Yes.
Everywhere.
And I will read all of them. I will read all of them.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Who would have the best tell-all book from the White House? Like, shitting on Trump.
Reince?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Because everyone hates Reince Priebus.
Yeah,
I think that's probably, book.
But he's been closer to the president than anybody. So if he turns on him and writes the tell-all book, that would be the best one, probably.
He showed me the PP tape day one, man.
He's chief of staff. He's been right there the whole time.
So what do you think of Anthony Scaramucci?
You know, he's another New York bullshit artist. It's kind of funny. He's been going through and having to delete every one of his tweets that was been critical of Trump over the years.
Dude, did you see that video? It was, I think it was him on like some like CNN show, like a business show, like during the campaign, just shitting on Trump for like 5 minutes, just five straight minutes of quotes. Like, this guy doesn't know shit. I know more than him. Come at me, bro. Like, literally, he said that. Like, he was like, all these other journalists won't say anything about you or criticize you. He was like, I will. Come at me, bro. Like, dude, he shit on Trump. He was like, I don't like the way this guy talks about women. This guy doesn't know anything. You know, he's a like a five-time bankruptcy loser. Like, he was just shitting on him. Now he's like, yeah, Donald Trump's my boss. He's great. I love him. Everyone loves Trump.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. Like, Kellyanne Conway, there's all sorts of footage of her when she was working for Ted Cruz shitting all over Trump.
Yeah, that's true.
She's the biggest sycophant in the administration right now.
How much would you need to get paid? You were a Hillary person. How much would it have you had to get paid to, like, if, I don't know, Jim Webb won? I mean, that's hilarious on its face. But Jim Webb won, and you were like, hey, Jim Webb was crazy. He looked like he murdered a guy and all that other shit, because he totally did. How much would they have to pay you to get up there and be like, Jim Webb is a sane person, and we should all back Jim Webb. He's great.
He's going to make America great again. Don't look him directly in the eyes. You know what, though? Man, that's tough. Somebody on my team, though, I think I could... No. Jim Webb.
Yeah, like, come on, man. No.
That's real tough. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. That would be a large check.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to need some extra money, man. Like, I really do.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Trump, but like, fuck no.
No. No, I'm not going to ask you a question. That's stupid. Nobody's going to support. Any moral center supports that guy afterwards. And look, Scaramucci has no moral center. One thing I will say is I think they made a mistake. One, they made a mistake in... They did not make a mistake in accepting Sean Spicer's resignation, which I did not realize until today was submitted literally minutes after Scaramucci took the White House director of communication job. He was like, fuck this guy.
What is...
He said he refused to work for him. He was like, this guy is a terrible choice. He doesn't know jack shit about this job. And the second Scaramucci was hired, he was like, I'm out. Done.
Now, here's my question about that. Do you think he legitimately has issues with Scaramucci?
Yes.
Or if, was he just looking for any excuse?
No, that's a good question. I think he legitimately has issues with Scaramucci. I think he does.
What issues do you have with Scaramucci? When you're like okay with all those other fucking hooligans in the Trump administration,
I
how is he worse?
Well, that is a valid point, but I have a feeling that he thinks that Scaramucci is too fucking slick and doesn't understand. Like he's never done anything in communications at all, which was a lot of the questions the press was asking him.
I have the feeling that he had that resignation ready to go and left the name blank, and anyone they were going to hire, he was just going to go, I can't work for this asshole.
Yeah. He's like, look, I heard you hired, what's this guy's name? William Horton as head of the janitorial services. Fuck that. I quit. I'm out. No. Nope.
Can't work with this guy.
Willie would have been fine. William, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Whoever they would have hired as communications director, I think, could have been the most respected person at the party.
We dug up the bones of Walter Cronkite. Fuck that guy. I'm out.
I can't work with him.
No way. Absolutely not. Ronald Reagan's ghost will be press secretary? Fuck you. Not on my watch. Spice time. And then he just dashes out of there. Pun intended. So he quits right after Scaramucci gets a position. And when I said that I think they made a mistake, I think they made a mistake. They should have hired someone else to be the communications director, but they should have made Scaramucci the press secretary. Did you see his first presser? That dude is smooth as shit, man. Like, look, yeah. he's a new, like you said, he's a New York bullshit artist, and he is. He is slimy as fuck, but that dude is smooth, man. He is fucking smooth as silk. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders is like, hey, everybody. Like, she's too fucking, like, frenetic and crazy and, you know, just like her husband, Bernie Sanders. And, like, like, she doesn't want to settle down. Where I would just love, like, someone listening for the first time. It's like, does he really think that she's married to Bernie Sanders? Yes. Yes, I do. Bernie Sanders is married to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That's a fact. Yeah, but why
one
else?
Of the big it's like one of those big political dynasties, because she's Mike Huckabee's daughter, and then she's married to Bernie Sanders.
Right. It's like it's a Game of Thrones scenario. It's like it's like the Lannisters marrying a Stark. Like, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a joining of the two families.
Yes, both sides of the ideological differences of the Sanders Huckabee family Thanksgivings have to be pretty crazy. Fucking Mike Huckabee up there doing his shitty one man show stand up, and Bernie Sanders just yelling at him about jobs. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, he's obviously joking. Everyone knows that Sarah Huckabee is married to Deion Sanders.
Yes, obvious.
Obviously.
She wears fucking golden red suits when she's not there. Everyone knows this. Yes.
Her husband, primetime.
Yes. You know what? That's a, you know what? I'm starting that rumor. Sarah Huckabee married to Deion Sanders. I like it. That just makes sense. It actually just makes sense. Who knew she was in an interracial relationship? So anyway,
very progressive in certain areas.
Well, wouldn't work in South Carolina, I'll tell you that.
Arkansas, strangely cool with it.
Hey, that's fine. So what?
They respect his game on the field, so they let it go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, look, the guy's just good. When you're good, you're good.
Yeah, they're big football state, you know.
That's true.
Go Razorbacks.
Fucking Sanders.
Woo pig suey.
Gross. So the other part of this that I thought was interesting is there is talk that Scaramucci's his lack of experience in communications is on purpose. And it's on purpose for a reason, because they are really grooming him for chief of staff to replace Reince Priebus. Yeah, I mean, can you not see it happen? Can you not see it happen? It makes sense, man. It makes sense. He would be that fucking worm tongue in Trump's ear, tell him how great he is and all that bullshit. And you'd have Scaramucci on one side and Steve fucking Jim Bender Bannon on the other side whispering in his ear. I think it makes sense. That's New York fuckwad assholes running things. Absolutely, dude. It absolutely makes
sense.
That's
when it gets scary, when he gets these competent people around.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like I have said on the show, Mulvaney scares the shit out of him.
Yeah, because Mulvaney's not dumb. He's just an asshole.
Yeah, but he will just right to your face tell you things that are not true and be like, yeah, you know, poor people, they get too much stuff as it is. It's too easy to be poor. We gotta cut that down a little bit.
It's too easy to be poor. Quote, yeah. Mick Mulvaney. Fuck yourself, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just be paying for all these school lunches. What, you don't want all the children to eat? Come on now.
Yeah, fuck off. When they're starving, they work harder. Because they're working.
Obviously.
They're working hard to get a sandwich. Everyone knows this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Idiots.
You're gonna take away their motivation.
Stupid libs.
Literally what they think.
Yeah, it is what they think. I'm hungry. Work harder. Fuck you, dude. Fuck off. Oh, can we please just arrest these guys and seize all of their assets? Just all of it, please.
It's amazing, because they're all from like poor southern states for the most part.
Yeah, but they're
and
rich.
They know what poverty is. They know what poverty is.
Yeah, but that's like,
you know,
that's like lazy people poverty, though. Like, that's the difference.
Mulvaney's from South Carolina. You can't find some real poverty in South Carolina. Come on.
Yeah, but those are like brown people and like dumb white people. So like, they don't really count. Like, smart white people have money. You think Mick Mulvaney knows a poor person? Mick Mulvaney wouldn't piss on a poor person if they were on fire. And incidentally, I would also not piss on Mick Mulvaney if he was on fire. So it all makes sense. Yeah, nah, dude, they don't know poor people. They don't fucking care. Again, in order, when you're poor or you grew up poor or knew poor people, you understand fundamentals about what it means to be a regular person. More on that later in This Is Stupid, because holy shit, the president is stupid. We'll get to it. All right, foreign policy this week. Rex Tillerson reportedly has been talking with his friends, which I assume are just barrels of oil. I don't know. that he might want to take an early exit from Secretary of State because he's not happy in the position.
When did he say this? 3 days after inauguration?
Yeah. Ugh, shut up.
Is there anybody who looks like they want to be there less than Rex Tillerson?
No. Not even Reince Priebus, dude. And everyone hates him. No, I well, Sean Spicer, maybe. That's it. You know what? I need a joint book with Rex Tillerson and Sean Spicer.
You know what? Tillerson actually might be my dark horse for the good book, because he doesn't give a fuck.
No, he's rich. He's
a rich oil billionaire. He doesn't need this. He can go out and go, yeah, that was the worst 6 months of my life. Yeah. That was a terrible mistake I made.
Yeah. Load the oil barrels up. I don't really give a shit. Hey, fuck you, Rex Tillerson. Yeah, I'm going to go get on my private jet and go make billions of dollars. I don't need any of you. Any of you.
What are you going to do? Sue me?
That's funny. I'm really filthy, stinking rich. Like, yeah, he doesn't care. Actually, yeah, Tillerson might be the dark horse. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, so he's thinking about bouncing. And the talk is that originally he was thinking about leaving around the holidays because he could say that he gave it a year. But now that things are really shitty, he's like, I kind of want to leave now.
I'm about oil. And this is not my deal.
Hey, guys.
Also, having my fucking legs cut off every time I do anything really sucks.
Yeah. Like, guys, I'm
every single time, it's like, all right, I calm that down, I work that out, I talk to the foreign minister of this country, and what did Trump say? For fuck's sake.
He's about that oil life.
He undermines
man.
Him constantly.
Yeah,
and
of course.
And Rex is used to being the guy.
Yeah.
And he is actually, unlike fucking Trump pretends to be, he's an actual guy who started at the bottom and worked his way up to CEO of a major oil company.
Yeah. I mean, like, look.
He is a guy who crawled up from shit to become one of the most powerful people in the world.
Right. I mean, look, say what you want about Rex Tillerson, and we have said plenty about him, but that dude is really fucking bright. Like, he's really bright. Yeah. And, I mean, look, as much as I don't like the idea of an ExxonMobil CEO being the Secretary of State just because of the massive conflicts of interest, it's a job that actually has a pretty decent direct connection to Secretary of State. Like, it does make sense. It shouldn't, yeah, he you shouldn't it, hire that guy because he's going to be for oil only because he doesn't give a fuck about anything else. But it is something that's basically kind of the same job.
Well, yeah, he already knew half the people he has to go talk to as Secretary of State because he's done oil deals.
Yeah, I mean, it actually does make sense. So he wasn't a terrible hire, except for like the massive levels of conflicts of interest.
It's nuts. Like, don't get me wrong, but he's one of the more competent people, I would say, in that administration, which is really not much of a compliment, actually.
No,
it's interesting. I don't know that many people who. Involved in this administration who really did just start out in the shit and work their way up. It's like him and
Mattis?
Carson?
Yeah, Carson. That's true. When's the last time you heard anything about HUD or Carson? Anything. Anything. My luggage! No, there's nothing happening over there. All right, let's...
But no, he's another guy who started from nothing and worked his way up and then became a fucking dick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. That's why when I make it, I will also become an asshole, because that's what you're supposed to do.
You're an asshole now, and you're not worth anything.
Yeah, that's true. So I really kind of put the cart before the horse there. Yeah, I really need the money now. It's a valid point. It's a valid point. Yeah, I really fucked that one over. All right, this week it's stupid. We're going to knock these two stories out and then get the fuck out of here. This week it's stupid. So this is the thing. Kid Rock is going to run for the Senate.
For fuck's sake.
That's it. That's all I have to say about it. This is fucking dumb.
Is there... Okay. He can win the Republican primary. Right?
Yeah, probably.
That's just going to happen.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's no, it's going to happen. Let's just settle in for that. Is there any way that he comes anywhere close to beating Debbie Stabenow?
I don't think so.
She's been there, let's look this up, 16 years since 2001.
Yeah, okay, here's the only problem, and this is the one argument I would make against Stabenow versus Kid Rock. She has all those years of experience, but he has done there are two factors in his wheelhouse. One, he has ball with the ball. Like, I don't know if you know that. And also, whenever he does campaign ads, he can yell, "My name is Kid Rock." And then dumb hillbillies will be like, "That was awesome. I'm going to vote for that guy."
Michigan's kind of a blue state, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
But
like,
they also produce Kid Rock. I don't know if you know that. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
They produced Kid Rock.
I'm not holding that against them.
I'm sad that his little person friend died because it sent him on a path that he may help to ruin America.
Where he decided he was going to be a country rap singer guy and then become...
Then he became kind of a racist. How, dog? Your first song was Ball with the Ball? Like, what? Do you have a black drummer?
Remember? Yeah, that black drummer chick. She was cool.
Like, how did you... Fuck off, Kid Rock. Fuck off. And look, I think people should take it seriously because clearly America has no problem in hiring a buffoon for president. So, yeah, no. Take it seriously. Vote against this guy. Please come out and vote against him.
For sure.
All right.
And, you know, Debbie's going to have all the same problems. She's been there for a long time. She's boring. Ugh. But I think there's enough Democrats
in Michigan
to put a stop to this.
Like, dude, in Michigan. Yeah. Like, no. Like, please, for the love of God,
he's not running for senator of Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, he'd have won. He would have won hands motherfucking down. From the great state of Mississippi, Senator Kid Rock. Like, nah, man. No. No. Oh, the southern states are, it's just as bad in the north. Okay. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No. Stop. Let's not pretend. Let's not pretend that if he ran in a deeply red state, he wouldn't fucking win. Please don't pretend that he wouldn't. Get the fuck out.
So there's him, and then like Kurt Schilling. He's gonna go be a senator. Like, is this just the new thing now? All these idiot celebrities are gonna try to go be senators. I understand the Al Franken argument, but Al Franken's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. No, Al Franken is also Al Franken. Was a liberal commentator, political commentator, for years after doing SNL. He didn't go, he wasn't Keenan from SNL and then just ran for Senate. Like, no, the guy actually knows policy and knows what he's talking about. Kid Rock was like, hey, I just did that song where I rhyme things with things and now I want to be a fucking senator. Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. No, you don't get to be senator. We were smoking on some things. We were doing some things. Fuck you, dude. Like, fuck you, man. From a musical standpoint, go fuck yourself. That's ridiculous. No. Try harder.
Do you remember when Fred Thompson was a senator?
Yeah, and they had that... you remember when he ran for president?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Fred Thompson from Law and Order?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Do you know the whole story behind Fred Thompson? I just want to touch on this quickly.
Yeah.
So when he ran for president, he was like, you know, I'm regular guy Fred Thompson. You know, I'm not some Hollywood elite guy who was on Law and Order for like 20 years. I'm a good old boy, like regular guy. So he used to drive this like red pickup truck through town and be like, hey, guys, I'm just like you. My old red pickup truck. So do you know this story about the pickup truck?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're going to love this. When he ran for president, he did that, right? He drove through all these towns, and when he ran for Senate, whichever fucking shitball state he was from, he did that. But what he would do is he would, they would flatbed the truck around the country, and then they would drop the truck off just outside of the town, and then he would get his fucking stupid ass in the truck and then drive it into town, and they'd be like, "Woo, Brad Thompson, he's just a regular guy! Woohoo!" Like, no, he drove that 20 minutes outside of town. Like, and people fell for that, and they were like, "This guy's a regular guy. He's just like us." People are dumb, man.
He's got the weirdest career. Because it was like Hunt for Red October, Days of Thunder, Die Hard 2, U.S. Senate, Law and Order.
Cha-chow, chow, cha-chow, chow. I can't out of here, dude.
And he was in the Senate for like 20 fucking years.
Yeah, he was. He was.
And I really like Fred Thompson.
I liked him on Law and Order. He was fine.
Law and Order, fuck yeah. He was great.
I don't want you to be fucking president. Get out of here. No, with your fake red truck. Shut up. Shut up.
No, but yeah, as an actor, I love the guy.
Yeah. No, he's
totally fine. If Fred Thompson did something, I'm watching it.
Look.
Hunt for Red October is great.
Yes. And it was it's a true story about Fred Thompson before he became a senator. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. So the wacky celebrity politician is not new, but come on, man. But it was Fred Thompson. You're going to go to Kid Rock now?
No, I refuse. There are other musicians I would put up before Kid Rock 100% of the time.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
No.
Fuck it.
No.
Politics is a clown show now.
No, not good luck. Bad luck. I wish you very, very bad luck. All right, last story. This is so good. Donald Trump, in that New York Times interview, Donald Trump, I'm going to read this because it is so insane that you have to hear it from the fucking horse's mouth, okay? Donald Trump is talking to Maggie Haberman, and he says, and I quote, "As they get something, it gets tougher." He's talking about health insurance, right? He's talking about the Republican Party coming up with a bill, right? That's what the coming up with something, get when they get something. Quote, "As they get something, it gets tougher because politically you can't give it away. So pre-existing conditions are a tough deal because you are basically saying from the moment the insurance, you're 21 years old, you start working, and you're paying $12 a year for insurance, and by the time you're 70, you get a nice plan. Here's something where you walk up and say, I want my insurance, it's a tough deal, but it's something that we're doing a good job of." So let me just quickly break that down for people who don't quite understand what just happened there. Donald Trump thinks that health insurance is $12 a year. And that health insurance works like life insurance, and that you start paying at a low cost at the early set of your life, and you have all this money for your life insurance at the end of your life. Donald Trump, who is the president of the United States of America, thinks that health insurance is $12 a month. How does he believe that? How does he believe that? Donald Trump thinks that Democrats and Republicans are currently arguing, and American citizens are currently freaking out because they have to pay $12 a year. Donald Trump thinks that people are pissed off that they have to pay $1 a month in insurance. $1. How does he believe this?
To quote John Lovett, "Say what you will about Hillary Clinton, but she knows so much about health insurance. She knows so much about it. She could talk to you for hours about health insurance."
This guy thinks, you know, look, I thought, okay, he had to have misspoke, right? But then, like, you read the context. It's like, no, it's clear that he thinks, like, health insurance builds over time, right? And look, if you're one of his idiot supporters, you could be like, wow, liberal, you know, Maggie Haberman probably wrote it down wrong, and well, fuck her, and she's the worst, and Donald Trump is awesome, right? And you could be like, well, maybe he misspoke, right? And so I put in the docket proof that he didn't misspeak. He actually believes this because that interview with Maggie Haberman happened July 19th of this year. Back in May of this year, he talked to folks at The Economist and he said the same fucking thing, but he said health insurance was $15 a year. $15 a year. So it's come down. I guess Obamacare brought health insurance from $15 a fucking year to $12 a year.
Look,
what the fuck is happening?
I am no fan of Donald Trump, but if he rolls out a health care plan where we have to pay $15 a year, I will celebrate him forever as the greatest president of all time.
Yes, he would be. If it is, oh, I'm sorry. In his, I apologize. He says that in that Economist article, he says $15 a month.
Fucking that, I'll take that.
I'll take it.
A month? Are you kidding me? 15 a month?
I'll take it.
I'm assuming that's per person, so my whole family, $45 a month? Fucking I'll take it.
Yeah. You know how much money I would have in my pocket if my wife and I only had to pay $40 or $30 a month in health insurance? Wow, that's amazing.
I'll take it. Yeah, make it happen.
Yep.
Pump it through. Why are we blocking this?
Yeah. Why aren't we funding
this?
This is great. The president is a moron.
15 a month. Sold.
Yeah. No,
I want that.
Yeah, you got it. Like, there's no problem. I don't want to get in your way. Can I just pay the whole year up front? Because, like, I don't need to do month to month. Like, I got it. I got the money. Like, it's fine.
Have you seen why he thinks that?
Yes, but I want you to explain this to the audience.
On Fox News, there are commercials running on Fox and Friends, his favorite TV show, for this Gerber life insurance plan for $12 a month, where you start life insurance as a kid and build it up over time. And then, you know, so you start them out as kids, so they have great life insurance, you know, from the get, right?
Yep.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah. That is correct. The president of the United States is a moron.
Yes. Gerber commercials have convinced him that health insurance costs $12 a month.
$12 a fucking month. I don't ever, and I will go on television, on radio, on the internet. I will go deep sea fucking diving. I will fight anyone who says that Donald Trump is a smart person. No, he fucking isn't. He's not. How dare you use the word smart around that guy's name without isn't in front of it? He's a goddamn moron.
He's a very, he has a very good brain.
No, I don't agree with that. Not even when he points at his head and says it. No, he doesn't. His brain is broken and stupid. It's dumb. That's it. Like, I'm so angry about that story. Like, I cannot fathom. I could be president. I always thought, I'm a smart guy, but I'm not smart enough to be president. You have to be, like, super smart to be fucking president. Look how smart Barack Obama is. Wow, like, and then I saw George W. Bush, and I was like, maybe I'm smart enough, but, like, no, that's crazy. Like, you gotta have a lot of smart people around you, and then, like, you see, like, Mitt Romney, like, he's a really smart guy. I don't agree with him. Like, he's smart. But then you look at this guy, and you're like, no, you don't have to be smart. You just have to be loud. I'm pretty loud. I'm black. I'm loud. That's it. That's all you have to do is be loud. I could watch Fox and Friends and draw horribly stupid, shallow conclusions to basic fucking facts. Yes, I could be president. I is president now.
Yeah, go for it.
You know what?
I would love it.
You know what? I'm nominating my dog to be president. Like, my dog, I'm pretty sure, is smarter than the president. He can play Hungry Hungry Hippos just as good as the president. I'm positive of it. I'm positive. No. Fuck the president. He's an idiot. Like, he's an idiot. That's it, everybody. That is it for this week. I literally can't deal with it. I have shit to do after this. The president is an idiot. Don't ever... ever tell me this guy is smart, ever. Like, I don't ever want to hear it. Oh, he's a political genius. No, he's not. He's an idiot. He doesn't understand health insurance. And this guy is trying to fuck up a sixth of the economy. Get the fuck out of my face. This guy's an idiot. No. Done.
He's an idiot who's convinced other idiots that he's not an idiot.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. No. That's it. All right. Good night, everybody. We will see you guys next week. I got to run. And I need to like read something that makes me less dumb after hearing that story. All right.
Yeah. Come hang out with us on Facebook and shit. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. That sounds like a great plan. Lookforwardshow.com/fans. It's great. We have fun and we make fun of the president because he's dumb. He's not a smart person.
Fuck. He's lacking intelligence in staggering ways.
All right, guys. We will see you next week.